Uzziah was 25 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, only not wholeheartedly. Now it came about, as soon as the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, that he killed his servants who had killed his father, the king. However, he did not put their children to death, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, which the Lord commanded, saying, "Father shall not be put to death for sons, nor sons be put to death for fathers, but each shall be put to death for his own sin." Moreover, a Messiah assembled Judah and appointed them according to their fathers' households under commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds throughout
to help and to bring down. And Messiah said to the man of God, "But what are we to do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel?" And the man of God answered, "The Lord has much more to give you." Then Amaziah dismissed the troops which came to him from Ephraim to go home. So their anger burned against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. Now Amaziah gathered his courage and led his people out and went to the valley. Troops whom the Messiah sent back, those not going with him to battle, raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth Horon and struck and killed 3,000 of them and plundered a large amount of spoils.
After Amaziah came from slaughtering the Edomites, he brought the gods of the sons of Seir and set them up as his gods. Then he bowed down before them and burned incense to them. So the anger of the Lord burned against Amaziah,
And he sent him a prophet who said to him, why have you sought the gods of the people who have not saved their own people from your hand? As he was talking with him, the king said, the prophet stopped and said, I know that God has planned to destroy you because you have done this and have not listened to my counsel. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took counsel and sent word to Joash, the son of Jehoiakim,
because they had sought the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up. And he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced each other at Beth Shemesh, which belonged to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled, every man to his tent. Then Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh. Treasures of